I am Satan. I give away 15-minute careers. Send in Vanilla Ice. Hello, Vanilla. I'm gonna have to do something about that hair. It says here on your application, you have no talent, and you want a career in show business. Is that right? Suck Satan's cock. I will lower the standards of America. I will give all the money in the hands of 12-year-old girls. You will be their star. Leave. Send in MC Hammer.
Hello, this is show 7666 of Radio Clash.
The podcast from hell.
Sends the beast with wrath because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Can I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw in my old dreams were the reflections of my walkman staring back at me.
Despair.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is show 76, and it's, show 7666, because it is six, the six of the six.
The Devil's Day.
It's the Devil's
Day. The Devil's Day has arrived. Armageddon is upon us. We will all perish and die.
It's the end of the world. The end of the world. The end of the world is nigh or by or sigh. I don't know. Anyway. one of those rhymes on one of those metal tracks I was listening to earlier.
The end is nigh. The end is nigh.
Oh.
I'm Scott, by the way, from the Night Nurse Show. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Again. This is,
The end is near, you mean?
Near?
There's a light to say knee.
That was the end of comedy.
Yes. I think we're the end of comedy, dude.
We're the bottom of comedy. Yeah. We're the behind of comedy.
You could be the bottom, I'll be the top, right?
Yeah, right.
All right, so, the idea for this one came, I think it was about 4 or 5 days ago, where I just said, look, so the six has come in. We need to do a show to commemorate this, and
otherwise wait 100 years.
Yeah, exactly. originally I said to do a sort of a gay Euro metal show part two, but it's kind of turned not into that, and we're not playing all metal. So, but there is some metal involved.
Metal!
We have chosen 4 tracks each again, but Tim's decided to choose songs that were actually way against the metal grain this
non-metal
time. Yeah, so I'm representing the rock.
I'm representing the wood. Or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Plastic.
Yes.
He's doing metal, I'm doing plastic.
The string. He's representing the string. And
the rubber. I'm doing the rubber.
Yeah, that's there we go. Oh, good.
Save no sex change there,
all
then.
That, right? Yeah, exactly. Piss queen. So we're doing that, and we've got some great songs to play for the next hour or so, whatever.
It'd be funny if it comes out. I wonder if it's going to come out 66 minutes with 6 seconds.
I will try.
We'll have to stop just at that point.
Yeah,
and then the end of the world will happen.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. It's going to happen today.
Definitely.
So basically, we've come to give you an apocalyptic soundtrack for the end of the world, and hope you all enjoy.
And what's more apocalyptic than country?
Nothing.
Because I'm going to play a mashup. This is by DJ Trip, and it was originally done by another mashup queen. Someone called Radio Quieter, who does a website called Strangely Familiar. Trip did this for one of the gigs because she comes from Tennessee,
right.
So wanted to do a country gig, and so this is Blue Monday with the Charles Daniel Band.
Fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rolled up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. Then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this.
The Devil Went to the Beach by DJ Trip, and that's dedicated to Jeb of £50 Note. Because we're evil.
The evil show. See, the whole point is, later on the show, you'll find out how we are being evil to each other in this show. But seeing that 666, the day of evil, the day of the devil, will be evil and dedicate that song particularly for you, Jeb, £50 Note podcast. That's £50pound note.net.
Yes.
So,
because it's a new order mix that I just got a feeling is you might really like,
or he'll really fucking,
or he really fucking hate. most Blue Monday mashups actually just do not work.
No, they don't.
And I'm not sure that totally does, but it kind of does. So I quite like it. But I just like the Charles Daniels thing. The idea of the two together. It's odd. It's fucked.
That's a fucked up song anyway. Yeah, and he's coming over. Jeb's coming over.
He's coming over on the October the 27th,
London baby,
to see New Order, because he's a massive New Order fan, bigger than me and Kirk. And I didn't think that was possible because we're pretty rabid about New Order, but he likes the newer stuff, and we're not so bothered. But we'd definitely love to see them in concert. We're going to see them at Wembley on the 27th of October, so that's going to be cool.
Excellent.
He's going to see them. He's going to take the train up to Manchester to see them at Manchester as well.
Really?
So he's going to see them several
times.
That's
obsessive, Jeb.
I know.
Man, you should contact them and tell them that you're doing that shit. They'd probably hook you up with something, you know what I mean?
Well, knowing that band, probably hookers and coke and
whatever. Whatever floats your boat, Jeb, it'll be cool. We've got another song coming up. Today, Some people might have seen this on the internet at some point. I know that on my live journal, lots of people were posting links to it, but then most of the people on my live journal are goths and metalers. So they would. But officially, today is the National Day of Slayer. You can go to www.nationaldayofslayer.org and find out how you can participate in the National Day of Slayer. The official statement on participation is listen to Slayer at full blast in your car. Listen to Slayer at full blast in your home. Beep. Listen to Slayer at full blast in your place of employment.
Beep.
Listen to Slayer at full blast in the public place you prefer.
Do not use headphones.
Do not use headphones. The objective of the day, for everyone within earshot to understand that it is the National Day of Slayer. National holidays in America are not just about celebrating. They're about forcing it upon non-participants. So, yes, 6606 isn't the date. I'm just about to read that bit at the top. You just
scrolled. Sorry. You see, I'm being evil to him again.
Exactly. 6606 isn't the date that comes around very often. Once per millennium, to be exact. And whilst plenty of stupid horror movies and terrible albums will be released...
Horrible Omen.
The high value of the day bears the number of the beast. We here at the National Slayer Day decided that it would be the perfect day for Hessians across the country to come together and engage in something upon which we can all agree, listening to Slayer. Also, do you really want those Angelico neocons to have their fun with their National Day of Prayer? No, you do not, motherfuckers. You want to listen to some fucking Slayer? We got some Slayer coming up, haven't we, Tim?
Yeah, definitely. And but when are they going to do the National Day of Leo Slayer?
That is hell on earth.
The National Day of frizzy hair and bad high-pitched singing. That's a day we can all approve of. No, what I was looking at is on that website, it says,
right.
One of the things you should do, taking that participation to a problematic level, and the last one is kill the neighbor's dog and blame it on Slayer.
Obviously.
I actually read it as kilt the day as the neighbor's dog, which is even more bizarre.
Yes.
The idea of putting kilts on your neighbor's dog, which is surreal, and we like that. But
another problematic level is to play Slayer covers with your own band, since 99% of your riffs were stolen from Slayer anyway.
Not that Slayer stole them from the Sonics or any garage band of the 1960s or 70s or Sabbath at all.
But from a very, very, very seminal album, Rain and Blood, which is probably considered to be a thrash classic. A thrash metal classic. Yeah. Clocking in at what? About 28, 30 minutes, 11 songs, I think. At lightning speed.
Did they stop anywhere?
Barely.
Compared to Napalm Death, that's kind of long. Apparently, I was reading I just read the John Peel biography.
Right.
And apparently, if I think it was Napalm Death actually did any songs longer than 1 minute, the audience would actually shout and scream at them and throw things and say they were becoming hippies.
Really?
Which I love that. I think it was that. It was in Napalm Death or Extreme
Noise
Terror.
He was a big fan, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was a big fan of Napalm Death.
Sort of death metal.
So fucked up.
I know.
But talking about death, destruction, I figured that if the apocalypse was to happen in London today... there's nothing more hellish in London when it except for when days it rains, which is a lot.
Yes.
And so if it was the apocalypse in London,
it would rain tea.
Fuck off!
It would rain tea. I'm sorry.
No, it wouldn't. Leave me in my apocalyptic fantasies of metal. Okay?
Or it might rain WD-40, maybe.
It would be raining blood. And this is Raining Blood by Slayer.
Come in.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of Earth. Iron shirt and chase Satan out of Earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of Earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil host man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So when I check him, my last in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of Earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of Earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Max Romeo and the Upsetters with I Chase the Devil. You might recognise that from the Prodigy sample from Outer Space. I don't know if many of you heard it without all the in the background.
I was waiting for the bing bing.
But it's a great track, a very kind of classic, rare sort of reggae album. It's Max Romeo and the Upsetters, so of course it's Lee Perry, who then later on went on to all the sort of dub and the ska sort of pioneer. So it's seminal. Just like your trash metal.
Yeah.
Trash metal.
Maybe actually, you know what, I remember it was, I think it might have been speed metal, I think it was called at the time.
Speed metal. Well, you had to be on speed
metal. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean,
rather than heroin metal.
But you heard the end of it, you know. But then whenever it was fast, the Napalm Death came along, kind of blew that whole speed thing out of the way. It just went Sonic Blast. We were talking about Napalm Death earlier, but yeah, I mean, Raining Blood is a classic.
But I like the BBC sound effects. And
yeah,
the start
you
and
keep
end.
Going on about that, you know. And when I was 14 years old, I was scared when I heard that. Okay, I was scared, and you know, I think you belittling my fear is quite evil.
Evil. Good. Sorry, that's my special evil laugh. I know, it's not really good.
I just thought you were doing evil laughs. All right, so next song?
Yep.
Cool. Next song is a band I spoke about in my, not the last show we did on Night Nurse Show, show before that, 27, called Black People.
Nightnurse.com?
www.nightnurseshow.com.
Yeah.
Done in a very camp and up and down accent. yeah, so www.nightnurseshow.com. We talked about, I talked about a singer who I really, really admire, who I've been following for years, named Terry B, and she fronts a band called My Ruin. And I've been seeing My Ruin in concert more times than I can remember now, and just absolutely love My Ruin. And a friend of mine is very, very good friends with Terry B. So came to a little shock to me a couple weeks ago, or was it maybe 3 weeks ago, when Terry B called me to tell me how much she loved the Night Nurse Show and how funny it was and all this good stuff and how she was actually feeling inspired to do something similar for her fans and that sort of thing.
That
and
is cool.
Yeah, for someone that I've admired for so long to tell me that they felt inspired by my work was just incredible. And yeah, so here's your only soppy moment of the podcast from hell, but very cool. You know, it's really funny because she's the music is heavy, man, but you know what, she's a really nice woman. She is. And you know, she gets a bad rap. She gets a very, very bad rap from the press. My Ruin started out as an experimental spoken word and music project, which then formed into a heavy metal band. Now My Ruin, heavy metal band, on their fourth album called The Brutal Language, and this song is called Imitation of Christ.
Jesus saves, but not to know. He's too big.
That's My Ruin with The Imitation of Christ.
The beautiful dulcet tones of Terry B. Yeah, so the one thing it's very oh, fuck off. I knew someone would call.
Somebody on the phone.
I'm recording a podcast. Can I call you back later? Thank you, bye.
That is the first time that's ever happened.
Are you going to keep that? Or we
yes,
that
definitely. Oh, that wasn't Terry B from
it
My
wasn't,
Ruin.
No.
That would be weird. That'd be like, you're playing my song!
I know you are! Fuck you! No, we did talk about that during the song. Like, Tim goes, did you ask permission to play this? And I went, no.
No, but we do it with love.
We do it with love, and hopefully the little bit of promotion or whatever. And if she does, find it, she does hear it, we will take it off for you if you've got a problem with it. The coolest thing about that song and the whole album is that Mick Murphy, her partner in My Ruin and in Love and Marriage and all that. I don't think they're married, but whatever. He played all the music on the album,
including the drums. I was impressed, like doing the drums and all the guitars,
all
solos.
The guitars, yeah.
And those two are very sharp cigar solos. Yeah, it's
all going fucking wrong.
Yes, it's all going wrong. I know. This is the devil's work. This is the devil.
The devil is sabotaging Radio Clash. It's all gone wrong.
Yeah, I know. No help. But no, all those guitar solos very sharp, and it's like I was like, ooh. In fact, I should have bass as well.
That's
the whole
right.
lot. Like, wow.
Well, there was some band conflict with the members that were in on the last album. So when they all jumped, the drummer and the bass player jumped, and so he took it upon himself to produce the music for that album himself completely. And they've since replaced those two. So there's now four members of the band. Guitar player, bass player, drummer, singer, shouter, whatever you want to call her. But the album itself was written, I think he wrote most of the music and she did the lyrics. So
cool.
Incredible collaboration and incredible music.
I can't believe her voice.
Relentless.
I was like, you know, and I, of course, immediately asked. That's why you said at the start. I said, I bet she's really sweet and feminine and really girly on
she
the phone.
She's very girly.
I just had a feeling she would be.
She's very girly. You know, she's very pretty. She you know, and she dresses up and
cool.
Very. She has a very 1920s twenties influence.
That's cool.
So, and you see that in the artwork of her the albums she's released recently and stuff. So, just check out My Ruin, www.myruin.com. So check them out. Very cool. And again, Terry, hopefully you don't mind us playing this shit. You know how much I love your shit, so I'm sorry I'm going to pimp you. Right.
Scott loves you.
I'm not stalking you.
Green. It's green ink time, definitely. Scott loves you. I'm going to play another mashup because I can.
Devil!
This is one of mine because you know, if it's going to be the end of the world, you know, I may as well play one of mine, you know, whatever. And
you might not be listening to this.
Yeah.
This might be listened to by somebody like, I don't know, 3 million years from now.
Yeah. And
when man has evolved again. After the first apocalypse.
Or it might be listening to someone just as the fires are coming down, they'll be listening on the iPod and they'll go, oh shit.
Oh fuck. Well, great. At least
a great soundtrack. Yeah,
yeah. Brilliant.
Soundtrack to the end of the world.
And it's nice to know that I'm the last voice you hear before you die.
Oh, that's a bit like, apparently executioners, was it in Nebraska?
Right.
Used to actually play the needle and the damage done to people who are being executed by the lethal injection.
No shit.
And really? Apparently they really got in deep shit for doing that because it was so sick. The last song they were here would be like Neil Young. Needle
well,
the damage
I think it's evil.
I know it's
to
quite
play Neil Young before you die.
I know. Well, no, if they're being really evil, it would be Our House is a very, 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 very. At least that's a serious song.
Yeah, right.
But the worst one would be to hear fucking Crosby, Stills, and Bloody Nash and Young, which is like, if there's ever a music that I just really want to just expunge from the world, it's that kind of like country easy rock.
And we can give you guys a clue right now. There's a song after this one that Tim would love to rid the world of. But
a band.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to find out what that is after this next song. So this is your mashup. You're the shit, you're the poo for doing this one. It's great.
It's a mashup of Satan by Orbital, Freeland, Jello Biafra, Eric Idle. It's got everything, including the kitchen sink, and it's about someone we know and love.
Fuck you very much, dear Mr. Bush, for heroically sitting on your tush, for Halliburton, Enron, all the companies who fail. Let's send them a clear signal and stick Martha straight in jail. She's an uppity rich bitch, and at least she isn't male. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you all so very much.
Well, son, a funny thing about regret is that it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done. And by the way, if you see your mom this weekend, would you be sure and tell her
Satan! America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact Shut up! Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot.
We want your soul.
Your house, your phone, your life, your cash, your house.
Your soul,
your house, your phone, your life, your cash, your house, your phone.
We want your
soul. Your habits, your cats, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here. Take credit, take insurance, take a loan, get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit, play in the lottery, play football, play the fields, or substitute. We'll show you free, we'll show you smooth, we'll buy you dreams, we'll sell you your book, we'll sell you crap, we'll charge you debt, we're gonna buy big guns,
we'll want
the cash.
Your soul,
your house,
your phone, we want your soul.
They are making America more secure.
Its goal is remaking the world and imposing its radical beliefs on people everywhere.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control again. Here, watch this. Shut up. You are free to do as we tell you. You are free to do as we tell you.
And night fell on a different world. A world where freedom itself is under attack.
Arguing that the U.S. is violating international law.
We want your
No strays, no dropouts, no gays, no leftists, no loonies, no opinions, no way. No thinkers, no teachers, no facts, no freaks, no skaters, no tweakers, no truth, no
fun. Your soul,
your house, your
phone,
your life, your cash, your house, your phone.
We want your soul.
Your government is in control again. Here's American Gladiators. Watch this. Shut up. go back to bed, America. Here is America Gladiators. Here is 56 channels of it. Watch these pituary retards bang their fucking skulls together and congratulate you on living in the land of freedom. Here you go, America. You are free to do as we tell you. You are free to do as we tell you.
Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning.
We want your soul. 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 We want
every nation,
your soul.
In every region. Now has a decision to make. Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
National security is more important than individual will.
That was Instamatic with Satan Bush Blair, and that's the Booty version that I did for Booty, but never played there actually, about 2 years ago. And I listed the whole what was in there, but mainly it's mainly sort of Satan's orbital Satan, and and which of course it is a takeoff of Sweet Loaf by Sweat Loaf by Butthole Surfers at the start, and then Eric Idle the thing is just called the FCC song at the start, and Freeland's I Want Your Soul.
There we go. Cool.
That was used on the Bushwhacked project, which is I think it's Twinkle Boy did a sort of whole page of anti-Bush mashups, and that was up
there. You're fucking right.
And it's still up there.
Excellent.
And I know Bush is one of your favourites.
Oh, yeah, I love him. Love him. Love him so much. God bless George Bush.
I think he definitely is the Antichrist.
Amazing policies. Because I like some Bush. I like some pussy, too. Fuck him. No, I have sworn, when he became president, I swore that I would definitely be staying in the UK until at least he's gone. I could never live in America now, you know. Racist, homophobic. What the fuck are the American people thinking? And I'm just so glad I'm not there. I think, you know, I feel sorry for any right-thinking American who's against him and who's there living in those conditions now, living with the hypocrisy, living with the lies, the, you know...
Propaganda.
That's
the worst thing.
It's just awful. It's absolutely awful. And, you know, my prayers are for you guys, you know? Talking about prayers, though, check this out. We went to... I was waiting in... Subway for Tim to show up, and it came in these two I thought they were American at first, but then they said, yeah, we're from Canada. We come from Canada.
The mortal sin of confusing Canadians for Americans.
I know
you'll go to hell for that.
Hell is here. 666 motherfucker. Hell is here. And so it was funny. We sat. They ordered their subs and whatever, and I'm just kind of looking out the window, waiting for Tim to show up. I look over at them. They've sat down, and I've noticed that one of them has got his hands, you know, clasped together. His eyes are closed, and then like his dad had his eyes closed as well. And I realized what they were doing. They were saying their prayers before they ate Subway.
Well, I've eaten at that Subway, and I know why they were saying their prayers, because I've caught food poisoning off that particular Subway.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Say your prayers before Subway.
Yeah.
But it was
don't
such...
Don't give me food
please
poisoning.
Don't give
please.
Me the shits. Please don't give me the shits. I think... but that was a bizarre thing to see. And English people don't do shit like
that. No,
we
don't.
Only the overtly religious... You know what crossed my mind? What really, really crossed my mind is that it's not the fucking Muslims of the world that are fanatics. It's it's the fucking Christians.
I know.
It's the Midwest motherfuckers living there, praising Jesus, hating the faggots,
the Fred
hating
Phelps
the blacks.
World.
We don't want any of those in our country. God says you're all wrong. It's those people you need to watch out. They're under your noses. They're coming for you.
Thing.
They are going to be the cause of Armageddon.
You know, I don't know, is it Fred Phelps' daughter?
Right.
That's actually protesting in the States against, the funerals of military soldiers, saying they're going to hell because the country supports faggots and supports all these evils. So the fact that their children are going to hell, which is kind of like,
can you get more extreme than that?
No, I mean, it's like they actually have patriots turn up and then sing patriotic songs. I'm like thinking, which of them do I hate the most?
Yeah.
It's like someone, you know, like, I don't think the war should happen, and someone there singing patriotic songs for America, and then you got Fred Phelps, I think Shirley Phelps or what her name is actually then singing, you know, shouting about the fact that, you know, because God hates fags, your son is or daughter is going
to
hell.
They have no cause anymore, though.
I know.
You know, and these godhatesfags.com, whatever, and they're gone. They're off it. Is this that widow? Is it the widow of the guy?
Yeah.
She's just, you know what? Get laid, bitch. Get laid. Get a cock up your ass, bitch. You might stop protesting. God bless you. God bless you. You're going to hell,
and
bitch.
And all sails on you.
You're going to hell for hatred, bitch.
Definitely.
Today is the day of hell, and it's also the day of hell for Tim, because what I've decided to do is to be really fucking evil, right? And there's one band that he hates more than what Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah, and Young.
It's Motley Crue.
I hate Motley Crue.
He hates Motley Crue.
More than Guns N' Roses.
I love Motley Crue. And so...
You love them.
We're talking about the day of the devil.
You love them.
You want to kiss them. You want to hug them. You want to fuck them. They're so pretty in their makeup back in the day.
You
want
to give them love hearts, you do.
I do. Oh, my God. I so love Motley Crue. I really do. Oh, my God.
Oh, really, 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 really.
I really do. Oh, my God. They're just so cool. So cool. So cool. You have no idea. Motley Crue, Day of the Devil would only mean that we get to shout to the devil.
Yeah.
Motley Crue, unfortunately, with Shout at the Devil. And,
he was jamming. He was jamming to it. You loved it.
No, I just thought it sounded like Joan, a more camper version of Joan Jett, actually.
You thought it was great. You were like,
No, I wasn't. I've probably already got VD or hepatitis off it just from listening to it. I mean, it's like Tommy Lee and his bloody hepatitis antics. Like, oh, excuse me, motherfucker.
Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil, off the album Shout at the Devil. And, yeah, so...
Did he respond?
Did who respond? The Devil?
Yeah.
Well, he will today at some point.
Yeah, I think he responded saying, shut up.
Yeah.
Stop shouting.
Stop wearing makeups, faggots. I hate you, remember? God hates you too. Everyone hates you, faggots.
No,
they're not faggots, but...
They just hate people who do videos of themselves having sex. And then call them on the internet. That's the only people he really hates.
I never saw that.
I'm glad I didn't see that.
No, I want to
I bet
see
you went thing. Looking for it because you want to see his cock.
Of course. I want to see some rock star cock. It's no problem with that.
Probably got tattoos all over it. Actually, no. I'm not sure what this conversation. I'm trying to get piercings as well.
Oh, even better.
I'm sure he's wearing frilly underwear as well.
Ew.
That worked.
I'm put off.
See, I'm being evil again.
Yeah, Tommy Lee in drag. Mind you, there was the Theater of Pain album.
I can see that, actually.
Yeah, well,
sadly.
The Theater of Pain album, he might as well have been. The next album afterwards, they all might as well have been in drag. Oh, yeah, with their purple scarves.
That
would have
been Butcher.
Oh.
They so wanted to be like kind of like a badder New York Dolls, didn't they? They were kind of like very glam, very kind of like,
And then they toyed around with this sort of a faux Satan bullshit, and then the next album, Theater of Pain, was all very glam, very show Theater of Pain, you know, and they were wearing their whole. You know, their purple scarves and their pink lipstick and shit.
Because purple is, of course, the color of the devil.
Of course. And then after that, they went and did Girls, 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 so more of a biker feel. And the Girls, Girls, Girls video was just them, you know, getting on their motorcycles, going to strip clubs and, you know, very over-the-top stripping and shit like that. And then...
Well, Motley Crue's stripping.
No, girls stripping. Oh. Girls, girls, girls. And then they realized that they all had exceedingly bad drug problems, got some help, and did an album called Dr. Feelgood, which then they pretended not to be fucked up the whole time, even though they actually were. And
it wasn't a cover of the hits of Dr. Feelgood then.
No.
It wasn't like, you know, some kind of Doctor Hook or any of those kind of MOR. That would be quite funny, like an MOR metal covers album.
Yeah.
You like do loads of kind of Chicago and Eagles to a really heavy metal backing with loads of drugs.
I'd rather kill myself.
No, maybe not. You see,
I think the next song's going to make me kill myself. We're ending with this, aren't we?
Oh, yes, we're ending with this. Yes, definitely.
Can you believe it's been a fucking hour?
Yes, I can.
I can't believe it's been a fucking hour.
Because I had to sit through Motley Crue. I can believe it.
Yeah. I honestly, this is, it shocked me how quickly this show has gone by. But we've been jamming to some great tunes. I hope you guys have been too. And that's my DJ Cheesy link.
One thing I wanted to say, though, is about Uber. I forgot to mention about Uber. Uber's not, as far as I know, it's not happening, or not happening with me. I don't know what's happening at the end of June, the June 30th gig. So if you're heading down there, I don't think Uber is happening on June 30th. I don't really know what's going on there, but I'm not DJing it, and I don't think it's going ahead, because that's why I've heard it's been cancelled. So that's kind of a bit sad.
Oh, that's annoying.
But I'm DJing kind of a private birthday party at the Empire Bar, which is going to be quite cool. So
excellent.
On the 16th. So and it's just be like friends, and hopefully I might get John along and...
Excellent, really? Okay,
yeah, maybe
cool.
Kirk, I don't know. It's kind of like, I don't know how many people want to invite since they don't really know the person who's having 16th. The birthday. Yeah, invite loads of people.
I'm thousands
of people.
I'm at a gig that day. I'm at a gig.
Are you?
I've seen the Foo Fighters in Hyde Park.
Oh.
Yeah, that should be really cool. Foo Fighters.
He's kind of cute, actually.
Well, Dave Grohl.
Yeah, I think I always thought he's kind of cute.
In his own way.
Cuter than Kirk.
In his own way. What was that?
No, it's the fridge.
All right.
I don't mean it's a nightclub. It's really it's my bloody fridge.
It's drugs. drugs over there, please. Foo Fighters, Queens of the Stone Age. Somebody else. So I don't mind saying that on the internet because there'll be about 60,000 people, 30,000 people.
Is that download?
Look for me. Oh no, that's this weekend. I'm going to Download Festival this weekend. Yeah, yeah, very cool.
There's something else you go to.
Yeah, I'm all gigged up this month. Man. It's busy.
International jet set. International metal jet set.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the gigs I've got coming up. I got Download. So Download will feature Tool. Metallica, Guns N' Roses, believe it or not. Axl on a backing band. Various bands like Lacuna Coil are playing Bullet for My Valentine. Soil, Lordy, the winners of Eurovision, Skin Dread, Funeral for a Friend, who are shit.
Barry Manilow.
And Leo Sayer is headlining the Saturday night.
And Neil Diamond is doing a full rock set.
Let's see, Trivium, other people like that. So it's going to be a great gig. Donington Park,
Castle Donington.
There. And then I've got the Foo Fighters the following week. And then there's the Wireless Festival in Hyde Park. And I know I'm seeing Massive Attack, Damian Marley, Pharrell on the Friday, and then we're going on the Sunday as well for it's
Dido?
Gold Frap and Depeche Mode. So
Depeche Mode are apparently very good.
Very diverse month of music, but I'm looking forward to it. I think this week for listeners of the Nightmare Show, I think you might get, if you're lucky, a John and Steve show.
Wow.
Which will be different. Wow. I think this will be the first time there'll be a studio show without me.
A Scottless show.
So regular listeners of the Nightmare Show might welcome this, most definitely. Get rid of the gay for the day.
Yes. Because it's the number of the beast. Yes.
The apocalypse is here, man. I'm the first to go. We are the first to go. God's like, you know what? Fuck this shit. We'll clear the faggots out first, right? Then the blacks. Then the Hispanics. And then let the white people think they're safe, but they're not. Because I'll kill them last and make them really fucking suffer.
No, we get sent to paradise because we've been good people.
The sodomites.
Yes.
I want to go somewhere special. A special sodomite place. Well, all the sodomites.
Sodomy on the sea. Yeah. You want to go to sodomy on the sea?
Definitely.
What else? I mean, what's happening with me is I've got another show coming up with Audio Shrapnel.
Okay.
There's an Audio Shrapnel mix, which will be the next show, and that's all ready to go. And actually, I was supposed to be number 76 until I realised, oh, it's 7666, and it had to happen. That's going to be cool. You can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, and you can go to the blog, which is at mutantpop.net/radioclash. That's the end of the show.
It is.
And I've got a special treat for Scott.
Ew.
This is a special, special treat.
Ew.
I had to sit through the Motley Crue, so he's got to sit through, and you've got to sit through, Roger Whittaker. Goodbye.
Everybody talks about a new world in the morning. New world in the morning, so they say. I myself don't talk about a new world in the morning. New world in the morning, that's today. And I can feel a new tomorrow coming on. And I don't know why I have to make a song. Everybody talks about a new world in the morning. New world in the morning takes so long. I met a man who had a dream he'd had since he was 20. I met that man when he was 81. He said to many folks, just stand and wait until the morning. Don't they know tomorrow never comes? And he would feel a new tomorrow coming on. And when he'd smile, his eyes would twinkle up and far. Everybody talks about a new world in the morning. New world in the morning never comes. And I can feel a new tomorrow coming on. And I don't know why I have to make a song. Everybody talks about a new world in the morning. New world in the morning takes so long.
Santa is coming. The devil is coming. No, Santa's coming. Santa is the devil. Santa's.